The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in to The Early Edge. I'm your host, Alan Bell. We've got a fantastic show lined up for you today. And I'll tell you what, before we look ahead, let's take a look back at how we did yesterday. We've got picks and slides and all kinds of stuff coming through. Look at the maestro. Strong day for the maestro. I love that. Our man's in the club hitting picks. You know what? I'll say this. Zach Taylor, you hurt all of us on Evan McPherson there. We should have had 2 field goals easy. But you know what? You lost the game. That's what you get for messing with us. Our man Propstar is coming through again. This dude is on fire. And I'll tell you what, as soon as the man speaks the word, Austin Eckler, you just start riding. That's what you do. All right, let's bring in the stars of the show. That was a great weekend. Prop stars, my man. Dude, you are, to use coaches' phrases, right? You are the Austin Eckler whisperer. How are we doing, sir?
I appreciate that, AV. I'm happy to be associated with Austin Eckler in any way. Great to see you. Great to see you, Buckets. This is like a momentous occasion. I think this is the first time Buckets and I have ever done a show where it's just him and I. So I have hopes and dreams, AB, of eventually there being a like Bucket Stars hour on Sportsline. So maybe this is like a potential precursor to that.
Well, I'll tell you what, that could be in the works. I think that there are a lot of new things that are going to be coming down the pike here pretty soon. I'll tell you what is the phrase that you just used?
Bucket stars.
And excuse me, bucket stars. And then before that, dreams.
Precursor?
Yeah, that's probably what it was. I was going to make a joke about the Eagles using dreams and nightmares as a song, but I lost that well in between there. All right, Buckets, my man. First off, I love that idea. You two are an electric factory together. And number 3, look at the hair, bro. Like, you both of your hair games are super sharp. Well done, buddy. How we doing?
I'm doing good. As Prop said, we're not on a show often here together, but I feel like whenever I'm on with him, it kind of raises the bar. I'm coming in every time I do a show with Prop, it's after a 6-0 day, a 4-1 day, a 5-1 day, and it kind of, you know, brings up the pressure, and I like that.
Hey, you know what? Hey, water rises all tides, right? Like, that's how we do it. And for everybody out there, look, we had coach that was out like all last week. He came back yesterday. He texted me last night and he was like, hey bro, I forgot. I actually have to fly back home in the morning. Like, can you help me out? I was like, yeah. So everyone that's wanting, you know, looking for where coach is, he will be back tonight at 7:30 PM Eastern. Let's bring up that schedule here for what we have going on today. Obviously, we will have the Early Edge and 5 at 4 p.m. Eastern. But yeah, tonight, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, breaking down Monday Night Football, a live stream. Coach will be on hosting that. It is breaking down the Raiders at the Chiefs. So we are fired up for that one. All right, let's get to the storylines that affect the betting lines for today. And look, my dude right here in the chat, Big Papa. AB, what's good? Chilling, man. What's good with you, man? Good to see you. Good to see everybody in the chat. Mondays are always fun, man, because the weekends are so full, you know, of picks and everything that you kind of get to like sit and like reassess like what all just happened here. And especially, you know, props in your world, like, dude, that's a lot of props and a lot of things to like be paying attention to. So I know it. All right, let's get the storylines, affect the betting lines for today. And I'll tell you what, Buckets, will come over to you first. Europa League and teams that really might not care. What am I talking about? Bring it up.
You're talking about why it sucks betting soccer at times. It's one of the only sports where there's so many games in the year that some teams will flat out say, we don't care and we're not going to try in this competition. But they normally don't say it till after they've already lost and how they after, you know, they've already taken our tickets there. But there's just so many competitions that these best teams have to play in. Teams like Manchester City will play in domestic league. They'll play in the FA Cup, the EFL Cup, Champions League. And it's a World Cup year on top of this. These best players will be playing in four or five different competitions over the next couple of months. And it is impossible for teams and coaches to keep a healthy roster and a best starting 11 for every single one of these games. And because of this, we see teams like Lazio, who have been dominating Italy Serie A all year, play these really weak teams in the Europa League and just get killed. It's because they're not focused there. They've got other things they're worrying about. And their manager came out after their draw against Sturm Graz this past week and said, our focus isn't in Europa. Maybe it should be, maybe it shouldn't be. But right now, I am focused on Serie A. So it makes the sport even harder to bet because we have to find the teams that want to win and the teams whose focus might be scattered across a couple different competitions there.
Yeah, makes sense. Now, in the chat here, our man Sinful, which, by the way, happy belated birthday, sir. Second says, soccer betting is hard because of VAR. All right. So, Bucket, it made me laugh because, one, it's accurate. But, two, Buckets, I think it was a tweet either sent yesterday or maybe a day before. You were like, I'm not used to VAR actually helping us. Like, this is, like, the first time. Like, it's I don't think I know a single person that likes VAR. Like,
Maybe once a year I'll play an under. Well, I'll go under 2.5 goals. And there was a game in Real Madrid this weekend where they had 3 goals disallowed by VAR in a single half. And it's one of those games where if you're on the right side, it feels like a blessing. But 99% of the time, you're just getting your butt kicked every time you see that flag go up and they go to camera.
Dude, I'm telling you, man. I had a couple both teams to score bets this, you know, like a month or 2 months ago. Like, yeah, I mean, it would just kill you. You know, because like you're sitting there and you're like, oh, God, here we go again.
And the apps will update before they'll actually score. So like FanDuel will notify me like, great hit on your bet. And I'll get all excited and I'll check the app. And then there's just a VAR screen. And you go, okay, well, never mind, I guess.
I know. Dude, it's so true, man. It's so true. All right, Prop Stars, coming over to you, buddy. Look, I'm just going to ask it. The hell is the wrong with the Rams, man? What is going on here?
AB, the Rams have scored the fewest points in the NFC this season. That's right. There's a Justin Fields-led offense that has actually outscored the defending Super Bowl champions through 5 weeks of the season. Might I remind everybody, Justin Fields is averaging less than 10 completions per game, and the Bears' offense is literally just straight out of like 1942 or something like that. A big reason why this Rams' offense has cratered has been the play of the offensive line. Last season, they graded out as the number one pass-blocking line, according to Pro Football Focus. This season, they are currently 32nd. That is a pretty sharp decline. Rams have also really struggled to run the football, 23rd in EPA per rush this season. From the outside looking in, I think a lot of people would point to Matt Stafford as being the problem, but he actually hasn't played that poorly. It's really everything around him that's cratering, like the aforementioned offensive line, the lack of a running game, not getting a lot of help from anyone that's not named Cooper Kupp and Tyler Higbee on the offense as well. The Rams have started 9 different offensive linemen. They've also given up 21 sacks through 5 weeks. That's not good at all. They're playing the pitiful Panthers in week 6. So hopefully for their sake, they can get back on track because despite this terrible start to the season, they're 2-3. The Seahawks are 2-3, the Cardinals are 2-3, and the 49ers are 3-2, who sit atop the NFC West. So certainly still in the playoff mix, a lot of season left to go. They can totally, you know, shift the narrative and regain momentum. So interesting to see if they can take care of business versus a terrible Panthers team at home in Los Angeles this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the NFL season is long, right? Like, we got so much time left, but there's some serious issues there. And, like, you know, their offense is built, excuse me, on running the football. And when they can't run the football and they only target 2 people, yeah, you got some serious issues. Now, real quick, a couple things here in the chat. Our man Big Blue says, man, it looks early at Proppy's house out there in Props Unknown. I like that, too. Amsour says, Alex, do you ever sleep? There's a bed there. I don't know. Yeah. Like, I think it's just him in a lab and a computer, like, going constantly. And here's the biggest part, right? So Simple says, I believe it. Rams showed out for 1 year. Once that year ended, they were back to nothing. Here's the problem. The Rams, which last year they went all in to win the Super Bowl, and it worked. That will be remembered forever. Like, it was awesome to watch, and I commend the hell out of them for doing it. Buddy, you don't have the draft picks. Like, this isn't going to get better. They've traded, like, I don't think they have, like, one first-round pick until, like, 2026. Like, it's not good out there. But you know what? We'll see, man. They got some smart people out there. All right, let's get into our picks for today. But before we do, let's take a quick break and hear from one of our partners.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
And we are back. All right, Buckets, you know what? When I woke up this morning, there were two things on my mind. I need Italian Serie A plays, all right, and French Liga 2 plays. I need both of those. I don't know why I gave it an Italian accent there. But, yeah, you got two plays today. Hit me with it. We got.
Well, lucky for you, AB, there's only one Italy Serie A match today, and I do have a bet on that one Italian Serie A match. We have Fiorentina versus Lazio, and this is one of the games where I saw the lines and I had to do a triple take because the books are disrespecting one of the best in-form Italian teams we have. Lazio have won their last three games in league play in a row, outscoring their opponents 10-0 over those three games. They have not conceded yet in Italy over the past three games. They also have former Golden Boot winner Ciro Immobile, who is one of the best goal-scoring threats in the world, leading the attack for that team. And they are traveling to attack Fiorentina, who are one of the lowest scoring teams in the league. They have the second least goals scored in all of Italy right now because they traded their star striker, Dusan Vlahovic, to Juventus late last year. And since then, this team just can't really perform. With only a single win in their last seven, they're somehow the favorites against a Lazio side that has looked incredible this year. I'm taking Lazio draw no bet at +105, and that is ridiculous and is disrespectful to have plus odds on a draw no bet for Lazio. I might even sprinkle the money line at that +220 number as well, because Lazio has just been that good so far this year. Then, funny enough, one French Ligue 2 game, and I do have a pick for that as well for you, AB. We're going Sochaux versus Saint-Étienne Bordeaux. Saint-Étienne is a team that was made. They were almost created to hit the both teams to score yes prop. They were relegated from the top flight of French soccer last year. And when they were relegated, all of their good defenders left. They said, I'm not playing in the second league. Like, I'm gone. But all of their attackers stayed for some reason. And so they now have a team that has the most goals scored and most goals conceded in French soccer, with 18 goals scored and 19 goals allowed over their last nine games. They're playing a Sochaux team that has hit both teams to score now in four of their last five, and a team that has scored in five of their last six matches. This game screams both teams to score to me. I thought it'd be closer to -200. You can get it at -110 on Caesar Sportsbook this morning.
We might have more. That's what I love about it right there. French Liga 2 and some Italian Serie A perfection. All right, Prop Stars, you're in the maestro spot today. I've got some picks, but I'm going to give them out on the recap screen so everybody can see it. But this is about you two. That's why I'm getting out of you guys' way. Because, all right, what was the name of the show again?
Bucket Stars.
Bucket Stars,
The Bucket Stars Hour, maybe, or something along those lines.
I love it. Like, that's it, that we need it. I need that in my life. Like, dude, just put it in my veins right now, right? So my picks aren't even a part of Bucket Stars Hour right here. So you've got one play, Monday Night Football, Raiders at Chargers tonight. Chad says, prop show. All right. You got one play tonight, Monday Night Football. Hit it, bro.
Before I give out my play, AB, can I just say two things? First, I want to say that I really enjoy listening to Buckets talk about soccer. He has a really soothing cadence. So
yes,
I really enjoy that. I'm looking forward to the Bucket Stars Hour. But, yeah, I enjoy listening to Buckets. Second, I believe I owe someone in the chat $100, AB, because if you recall last night, I gave out a lean that I like, which was Mark Andrews over 5.5 receptions. And I'm pretty sure we said that if that hit, which he did, he had 7 or 8 catches, we would give someone $100. So if you could select someone in the chat for me to send that 100 to, AB, I would appreciate that.
Hey, pause that real quick. Pause that. And Jake the Snake, bring me back in here. So I want to address it real quick. You are correct, and I don't mean to interrupt your flow either. Yes, we will have all of those, the winners tonight, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, Raiders at the Chiefs. Tune in. Everyone who put in their name, their Venmo last night, exactly what Prop Stars was talking about, yeah, come in tonight. And I got a good feeling that we're going to be playing it again, giving out more money tonight. So 7:30 p.m. Eastern, right here, join us. Prop Stars continues.
Awesome, AB. Yeah, so we're going back to the NFL prop well, my favorite place to be or drink out of in the world. I'm going Devontae Adams over 75.5 receiving yards. This is available on multiple books. I think the best line's at MGM right now, averaging 11.75 targets, 73 yards, 6.75 receptions per game, 98% route participation. His yards per route run is up to 1.75. Kind of got off to a slow start after that electric week one. Facing a Kansas City defense, 29th in DVOA, two opposing number one wide receivers, 21st in passing DVOA overall compared to 5th in rushing DVOA. So this Kansas City defense is way more susceptible through the air than on the ground. Saw some other wide receiver ones that profile similarly to Adams. Mike Evans went 8 for 103 last week. Before that, Michael Pittman, 8 for 72. The week before that, Big Mike Williams, 8 for 113. I like Devontae Adams more than all those guys personally, so I think his ceiling is great. Potential spike week for him. Derek Carr is going to need to play a little bit better right now. Not getting a lot of attention because of how bad like Russell Wilson's been, but Carr actually ranked 16th in EPA per play, 21st in CPOE. So this game has a 52-point total as well. So I think if KC is firing at all cylinders and they're able to push Las Vegas, this could really turn into a potential shootout. That's the sort of game environment where Devontae Adams could have like a 15-target game and sail over this number. So, yeah, love this. Devontae Adams over 75.5 receiving yards. I play it up to about 79.5.
Props. It's fascinating that you bring that up because I think my picks, at least one of them, is very correlated to what you just had. Now, real quick, in the chat, I have to give a shout out here. Let me find it. Of course, I've lost the chat here. All right, here we go. Golden Boot Pot. I have to say thank you, guys. LSU fans treated me kindly, had me on their podcast, let me down there, talk a little ball with them. LSU fans are some of the coolest in the country, and I want to give a shout-out directly from me to them. Man, treated me like kings this weekend. Thank you. Thank you for having me in your country, and it was fantastic. So you're always welcome right here. Yeah,
shout-out Justin Jefferson.
There we go. Your boy. There we go. All right, everybody, grab your paper, grab your pencil. Take a look at the recap here. And it is glorious. Prop Stars is on Devontae Adams over 75.5 receiving yards. Buckets, Italian Serie A, Lazio draw no bet, plus 105. France Liga 2, Montbelliard, Saint Etienne, both teams to score. And I am on, look, Derek Carr, over half an interception, minus 115, because I think he's going to have close to 40 pass attempts tonight. And he's thrown an interception in 7 straight games against the Kansas City Chiefs. But that doesn't mean that I think that he's going to have a bad game. That's just one pass out of 40. Derek Carr, longest completion, over 36.5 yards, minus 120. Derek Carr is going to be putting the ball in the air tonight, right? Because the run game can get a little tight. Kansas City, as of now, plays pretty good run defense. The Raiders actually do too, both of these teams. So you're going to see the ball in the air on both sides of it. I think Derek Carr, just with game script, could be that to where he's throwing it more. right? But yeah, like we're gonna take him for a pick, but he's gonna have a game. Like he's gonna put yardage up. So there we go. Yeah, props.
AB, his attempts line, I believe, is set at either 37.5 or 38.5. So if you're looking at that sort of volume, which the books certainly are, certainly a great chance he has an interception. And let's hope that that 37-yard reception goes to Devontae Adams so we can potentially kill two birds with one stone. Cash that prop, AB, and also maybe cash Devontae at the same time.
I love it, man. Absolutely, man. I love it. I am with that for sure. All right, real quick, couple things here. Casey, always welcome to Death Valley. Thank you. I'm telling you, hey, LSU fans are the coolest in the country, dude, for real. Share anything and everything with you. They got it. You got it, man. Like, respect. Shout out to them. Now, a little preview props tonight for how we get down on the live shows. All right, I'm going to ask you this. This is a question in the chat. Any love for Hunter Renfrow? Over 4.5 receptions here. What are your thoughts on Renfrow tonight?
Yeah, so I think this prop is largely going to come down to the type of game environment we're looking at. Obviously, we're looking at a 52-point total. I believe that would be the highest on this weekend slate. If Kansas City is able to get up big early, force the Vegas Raiders to throw the football, and Derek Carr ends up with more than 40 passing attempts, which, you know, if you're looking at the potential range of outcomes, is fairly likely. I would lean towards it being more likely than not likely. Then I like that Renfrow prop. However, if the Raiders try and play a more ball control type offense, try and keep Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes off the field, then I don't like it as much. But I'm personally looking towards, you know, who's going to be the foundation of that passing attack, which I really feel like will be Devontae Adams. But I do like Renfrow. It just is – it's kind of we need a specific game environment, which I believe is likely. So don't dislike it. Would lean over, but that's why I prefer Adams to Renfrow.
Yeah, you know, and it's so difficult with Renfrow because there's no in-between. Like, he's either going to have three, right, or 17. Like, there's no in between with them, man. Like, it's all game script dependent. So you're 100% correct on that. All right, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be live at 4 p.m. Eastern for the Early Edge in 5 and 7:30 p.m. Eastern for the Monday Night Football kickoff live show, breaking down every single bet you can think of for Raiders at Chiefs. So thank you so much for tuning in. And until then, best of luck. Let's cash these tickets. We'll see you later today. Thanks.
May 23rd.
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil Returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd, only on Paramount Plus.